You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Taco Man Radio is on the air. Live from the City by the Bay in the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios, this is Sports Overnight America. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco, soon to be joined by my all-star, Zach Attack Young. We're talking sports, comedy, and social issues for the next couple of hours here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, and Satellite Radio, and a host of other networks. Of course, straight up, we do have open phone lines. If you'd like to join us, you can. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. The Cubs, 108 years. Well, maybe another 108 years, baby. Not this year, unless this is the year of the comeback. Of course, the Cleveland Cavaliers were down 3-1 against the Golden State Warriors, and the Warriors choked that baby up, didn't they? So straight up, I guess the Cubs have a chance, a slim chance. Maybe, I don't know. Straight up, we have open phone lines. We're talking baseball. Oh, we've also got the greatest athlete of all time. Who's that going to be, Zach Attack?
Oh, it's going to be Alex Rodriguez, one of the polarizing figures, but no doubt one of the great figures in all of baseball.
My favorite turd in Major League Baseball, without a doubt, though, the greatest swing of all time. Can we agree on that?
Oh, yeah, we certainly can. I mean, who else are you going to put up there? It's a difficult question.
No doubt about that. Once again, open phone lines around the world, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. On the other side of the break, we're talking what is hip in the world at large right here on Sports Byline. I am the Taco Man. You are tuned to Johnny Taco and his All-Stars live on Sports Byline.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does it mean?
How about a 5,000-square-foot building for under $39,000? Don't pay more than you should without calling General Steel first.
Call 877-93-STEEL today.
And save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 877-93-STEEL. That's 877-938-7335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 877-93-STEEL.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24-7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Contact in this spot is paramount with a man at third and less than two outs. The pitch, ground ball up the middle, base hit. Here comes Zobrist. Cubs lead 4-0.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Yeah, that's him, man.
Sports date, October 30th, 2016. Did you know the 2016 hockey season has started? That's right, the NHL, of course, the Pittsburgh Penguins, the defending Pirates, well, defending champions, of course. Wow. The problem with the NHL is nobody gives a spit with an H. You know what I'm talking about? Because outside of the NHL Stanley Cup Finals, nobody cares. I mean, nobody even cares about the finals. In fact, every other sporting event, I'm talking about Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, a major boxing match, you name it, the Indianapolis 500, you can find chicks on Craigslist and guys on Craigslist willing to give up anything to get a ticket to go to the event, but not the NHL. Why? Think about it. Straight up, Americans are dying younger, and that includes the millennials. Why? Crummy and expensive medical care, folks. We're the only country on the in the modern world that doesn't have socialized medicine. Why? I just don't know. Tom Brady, how about those... How about the top quarterbacks entering Week 8 this week? Talk about straight up Tom Brady and New England Patriots, of course, out a bit early on, but he came back. He slowed down a little bit last week in Week 7, failing the top 300 yards and 3 TDs for the first time this year. Of course, he was out 4 games for that Deflategate suspension, but for most quarterbacks, throwing for like 222 yards and a couple of touchdowns, that being above average performance for Brady, it's not that cool. A little bit disappointing. Anyway, he'll look to get back on things when he goes against the Bills this week, and the Bills shut out the Patriots the last time they hooked it up. The second-best quarterback looking pretty good is Drew Brees and the New Orleans Saints through Week 8, of course, like Brady. Brees is a member of the ageless wonder generation of quarterbacks who just don't seem to slow down. Though he didn't top 400 yards, he's still one of the league's most productive quarterbacks in Week 7, throwing for 367 yards, three TDs, and not even halfway through the season. And Brees is well on his way to extending his record of 11 consecutive 4,000-yard seasons. Think about that. 11 consecutive 4,000-yard seasons. That is a milestone in the NFL, at least in my mind. That's an Ironman, baby. How about Matt Ryan of those 5 Falcons, huh? Ryan was among a list of quarterbacks who were not at their best in Week 7, but even so, he managed to complete 22 of 34 passes for 273 yards and a touchdown. It was an NFL record-setting performance for Ryan, who recorded his 46th straight game with more than 200 yards passing. All right, so what? He's also responsible for a late costly pick that allowed San Diego to get back into the game. Ryan could be in for another difficult week when he takes on Seattle's Legion of Boom in Week 8. We'll see what happens there. Phillip Rivers of San Diego, who's he? He's quietly one of the league's best and most productive quarterbacks. He's thrown for like 4,000 yards. He's on a pace to throw for more than 4,000 yards and 20 TDs for the 8th time in his career. Of course, after blowing several late-game leads, he has now led the Chargers to back-to-back wins. Hey, right on. Difficult Week 6 rematch in which he failed to cross the 200-yard mark with the Denver Broncos awaits Rivers in Week number 8. Straight up, how about the surprise of the year? And he really is the surprise of the NFL. I'm talking about Derek Carr and those Oakland Raiders, man. Derek Carr is showing great progress to start the season, but then he sort of slowed down. His production level sort of dropped the last couple of weeks. He remains one of the league's most protected quarterbacks, right on that offensive line, right on. He's only had 7 sacks as far as Colin Kaepernick has had 7 sacks in just 2 games. Ooh, poor Colin. He's a little crunchy. Anyway, young signal callers made great strides this year, and he's shown improvement in all areas. He will look to retain his former levels of production against a Tampa Bay Buccaneers defense that's given up the 3rd most yards per completion this year. Speaking of quarterbacks entering Week number 8, Russell Wilson, Seattle quarterback, of course, he's all banged up, man. Why don't they put him on the bench and let him rest? Because he's going to get a career-ending injury. I mean, you're putting him out there. He's damaged goods. Everybody else knows it. That's just not too cool. Speaking of, we'll stick with Seattle. How about the defensive backup there? Talk about Richard Sherman. He blasted NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell this week. Man, he went after him in a column he writes for the Players Tribune. Straight up, this guy's getting in Roger's face. After knocking the NFL for the hypocrisy surrounding the on-field celebrations, he went on to declare that God simply has too much power. We'll call him God. God simply has too much power. He said he also thinks that one of the things that happens is that Goodell needs to give up some of that power. He said that he's not, he's an all-seeking, all-knowing, all-powerful being, but he's human. And I think he needs the help dealing with the issues that face the NFL, from unsportsmanlike conduct to domestic violence. We need a neutral arbitrator. In other words, they have one. They got the best. Listen, the NFL's got the best union in the entire world outside of the San Francisco Police Officers Association. I kid you not, that is a good union. Speaking of unions, well, we'll get away from that. How about this one? Drew Brees is going to look to expose that poor Seattle secondary. I talked about that a little bit earlier. Drew Brees looking hot. Will he expose Seattle for what they are as far as the secondary is concerned? He will later today. Watch that. Watch that game. Green Bay Packers linebacker Clay Matthews. Wow, he knocked out Chicago Bears quarterback Brian Hoyer. Boom! Broke his arms. Man, that was a hit, but it also cost him. Of course, he wasn't flagged for the hit, but he broke Hoyer's left arm. and NFL determined that Matthews led with the crown of his helmet on the play. Well, guess what? This is football. If you don't want them to hit people with their helmets, don't give them helmets. Don't give them helmets. Take the helmets away. In fact, I think if you took the helmets away, the game would possibly get better and be more exciting. Guess what? They wouldn't have to kill each other. It wouldn't be like suicide each week. And guess what? I learned last week from a neurosurgeon, a guy that's big in the brains. He's talking. We'll be on the show in a couple of weeks. I won't get his name right, so I don't want to say it. But the bottom line is he's a doctor from New York City, and we talked about concussions in sports. He said that concussions are so prevalent that people don't know when they get concussions. Well, I knew the one time I got a concussion. That's when Ernie Chavez knocked the smack out of me at the Showboat Hotel in the Las Vegas floors at Las Vegas in the 1984 National Golden Glove Championships. He beat the snot out of me. Man, did he. Anyway, Matthews has been fined $18,000 for that hit that broke Corey's left arm. Of course, the NFL said, you're a bad boy. Guess who's back? Dallas. I'm talking about Dez Bryant back this week. Can he a rookie quarterback like Dak Prescott? Can they make some music together? I don't know. How about this girl that scored 2 gold medals in the Olympics for judo? Remember Ronda Rousey was the first woman to ever score a medal in judo. It was 2008. She scored a bronze. And then this young lady, Kayla Harrison, won a gold in 2012, a gold in 2016. And now she signed with the World Series of Fighting. That's right. The World Series of Fighting is sort of like the third tier. Straight up, the UFC's number 1. Bellator is number 2. The World Series of Fighting is number 3 in the world of mixed martial arts. But she is signed with them, but she won't be fighting. Probably not. She's Ronda Rousey's gym mate, but she probably won't be fighting. Why? She signed on as an announcer. And people say, hey, Pedro, Johnny Taco, you don't do soccer. What about this? Cristiano Ronaldo has faced the best defenders of the world, folks. Of course, in his time with Manchester United, Real Madrid, and the Portuguese national team. But he's also caused fits for most of those defenders with goal after goal. I mean, he's been the man, right? Except for this season. Anyway, the bottom line is, he says the toughest guy he's ever faced was Ashley Cole. Ashley Cole is the toughest defender he's ever faced in his entire life. Speaking of Ronaldo, the Spanish league is off to a tight race on top of the standings. Of course, with 5 teams separated only by a few points yet. Most of the talk entering this weekend is whether Ronaldo will end his scoring slump. That's right. Real Madrid leads the league ahead of his match on Saturday, but not thanks to Ronaldo's recent performances. Guess what? He's only had 4 goals in 9 matches. When you're used to like scoring 70 goals a season, it's almost like an addiction for goals. That's one guy said, of course, is one of his teammates. Like an addiction. So right now, he's going through a junkie withdrawal type of thing because he's not scoring goals. Guess what? He'll be scoring goals pretty soon. You can't keep talent down too long. And he is a great talent in the world of soccer, no doubt about it. The NFL and its investigators reportedly spoke with Dallas Cowboys and ex-Ohio State running back. I'm talking about Double E, Ezekiel Elliott, about the allegations of domestic violence made against him by his ex-girlfriend. Of course, he's been investigated not once but twice on that one. Of course, this is amid backlash over the handling of that punk-ass punter. Talk about Josh Brown, the New York Jets, Giants. And of course, he beat on his old lady time and time again. And his teammates knew about it. And Roger Goodell, supposedly the NFL, knew about it. And nobody did nothing. Why? Why? I don't know. They have anything to do with the fact he was connected in New York and he had a good connection and a complexion? Think about that. Had it been a black guy, he might have been taken to the woodshed. Anyway, Josh Brown, may you rot in hell for whipping on women. Straight up, you don't whip on women. The Cleveland Browns celebrated their 30th anniversary of their 1986 team. Of course, champions of the now-defunct AFC Central Division. That'll be later today against the New York Jets. Among the honors would be former head coach Marty Schottenheimer. Remember him? The Shot Man, now 73 years old. He was diagnosed with early Alzheimer's disease about 5 years ago. Guess what? According to his wife, he's in the best of health. Sometimes he just doesn't remember everything. Well, I can understand that. Anyway, his wife Pat said that to ESPN that he golfs still like several times a week. He's got memory lag where he sometimes remembers things, sometimes he doesn't. He remembers things that other people don't remember, and then he forgets things that other people do. So straight up, what do I got to say? I wish him the very best. Marty Schottenheimer was always a class act as an NFL coach. They say I ain't hangry. They say, get me out of here. They say, I have no drive. Who am I? I'm talking about Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant says, man, these people say these things about me. I got no heart. I don't believe that. Anyway, it just motivates him. Of course, the latest addition to the 2016-2017 Golden State Warriors team, of course, hooking it up at the Oakland Coliseum Arena a couple nights ago, man. The streets were packed. Oakland was looking good. Oakland, of course, about to lose the Warriors in 2 years to San Francisco. The Raiders about to go to to Las Vegas, of course. Andre Ward's off to Las Vegas. Andre Ward, after drawing 8,000 people for his last fight in July, is now fighting in Las Vegas November the 19th at T-Mobile Arena. Of course, the undefeated Olympic gold medalist from 2004, Oakland's very own. The champion of champions, of course, going down to Vegas to take on the unbeaten Sergey Kovalev, 30-0. Both guys are 30-0. Somebody else has got to go November 19th, Ward and Kovalev. Guess what? This isn't good news. This just isn't good news, folks. I'm going to say it, but I don't want to say it anyway. UFC fighter Josh Sammon, may he rest in peace. He died Wednesday morning. The guy had a serious, serious drug problem. Of course, he was a former UFC fighter. He was an announcer down there in Florida at different MMA events and straight up. He died of a heroin overdose. We wish his family the very, very best. Straight up, Luke Walton. Luke Walton, of course, the new coach of the Los Angeles Lakers. Only thing I can say about Luke is if he smokes half the weed of his father, he'll be smoking an ounce a week. You are tuned to Sports Byline. This is the Taco Man.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
Make it 26 minutes past the hour. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco. Welcome to my grill. Johnny Taco's grill, of course, joined by my all-star, Zach Attack. And Zach, I got to tell you, this may be the year of the comeback. Of course, I'm talking about 3-1 down in the NBA Finals. Golden State up 3-1, Cleveland down 3-1. LeBron came back and won the title. The Cleveland Indians, of course, are up now over the Chicago Cubs 3-1. They've got to be, how can I put it? They're celebrating in Cleveland, but in Chicago, they got to be fretting because 108 years, this isn't enough time. It looks like it'll be more, another 108 years.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is just the year of Cleveland, I'd say. Like, you know, you got Stipe Miocic, UFC heavyweight champion. You got the Cleveland Cavaliers. I mean, it's just an incredible year. Now the Cleveland Indians might win the World Series. In all likelihood, they will. I don't know what the odds are on a team coming back from 3-1, but I know they can't be high.
You know, Zach, I think we often diminish the fact that Stipe Miocic won the UFC heavyweight title. I mean, he's sort of like he's, of course, defending that title in Cleveland. But straight up, we sort of
put him on the back burner, but he is pound for pound one of the best athletes in MMA.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, Stipe Miocic, I think he definitely has some of the best boxing in MMA, and that makes a big difference in the fights. You know, he's outboxing these guys. He's knocking these guys out, and that's what gives him a pretty good chance of upsetting Cain Velasquez if they do fight.
Okay, Cleveland Indians, of course, rolled to a 7-2 win Saturday night at Wrigley Field. Of course, Wrigley Field, man, they haven't won. They got to be – listen, the people in Chicago have got to be drinking a lot because they drink to begin with. You hear what I'm saying? But – they've got to be really drinking a lot tonight. There's got to be a lot of Zoloft and Prozac going around Chicago tonight.
Funny you mentioned that. I was listening to, you know, a couple of different broadcasts, and they were talking about how the fans had been in Wrigleyville since 7 a.m. that morning at the bars. Ooh. So they're certainly drinking a lot.
I'm going to tell you, the ugliest drunks I ever saw in my life were the Irish when they came over to watch Barry McGuigan in 1986 when he took on Stevie Cruz. He defended, take it back, he lost that title. Duran had fought on that card as well. I think Tommy Hearns was on that card against James Shuler, but that was a card, I think, in July of 1986. But, wow, Barry McGuigan's people, they brought it. They partied like for 3 or 4 days before the fight and then 3 or 4 days after the fight. Man, it was like crazy. The people in the Las Vegas casinos, they love the Irish and Barry McGuigan because when they came, and of course, same thing with Ricky Hatton, they came and they drank. And let's go back to the 7-2 win today. The Indians rolling over the Chicago Cubs at Wrigley Field. Now, down 3-1, I would have to say that they're probably not going to win this because, you know, it's not in all actuality, it's not like basketball. I don't think where a momentum could get going so strong to where they can reverse it. I think right here you're going to have, basically you got to have three different times they're going to come out here and lose. And I just don't think the Cleveland Indians are going to lose three times in a row. And that's basically the wall that Chicago's backed themselves up against.
Oh, yeah, and not only that, but two of those three games are going to be in Cleveland, so that makes it even tougher for the Cubs to come back in this. They're losing in Chicago right now, and that's part of the real issue that they're going to have.
So, you know, I got to think about this. You know, sometimes when you get a date with a nice girl, you know, you're just happy to get the date. You know what I'm saying? You're sort of happy to be at the dance. You know, you're not even thinking about scoring afterwards. You know what I'm saying? And I think the Chicago Cubs, they were so happy to break that jinx. They sort of rolled into the World Series. I think emotionally it might have been too much for him.
Yeah, that's definitely a good point. And you know what else is kind of interesting is, you know, we kind of talked about it and we thought it was a good thing how the team that wins the World Series, their league gets to, or the team that wins the All-Star game, sorry, their league gets to start the World Series. Like they get to have the home field advantage. And that's what happened with the Cleveland Indians. You know, they're playing 4 games in Cleveland if it goes to 7 games. So that's kind of an advantage for Cleveland.
So what happened to Chris Bryant and the Cubs? What happened to these big bats?
Well, they kind of disappeared against the Dodgers, and they're disappearing again against the Indians. You know, you're seeing that they're not stringing together hits. But, you know, they kind of found their bats in the middle of the Dodgers series, and the same could happen here, but it's going to be a lot. It's going to take something really historic.
Well, I really don't. Listen, I will eat an 8x10-inch piece of white paper on the air next Saturday night if the Cubs were to come back and win the World Series, okay? Take that back. I'd probably eat a piece of paper for each show for the next 4 or 5 weeks. How's that, Zach? I've never eaten paper in my entire life. I remember one time, though, I bet the paper bet on an Evander Holyfield-Lennox Lewis fight, and it was very controversial, a win for Lennox Lewis, or it was a draw or something like that, and I think I had picked Holyfield anyway. I picked the wrong guy, and I almost ate the paper, but some bad judging sort of saved me.
Yeah, in that case. And it ended up being a draw, so maybe you only would have had to eat half a sheet.
No, I wouldn't have had to eat nothing. It was either a win or a loss thing. Anyway, what do we look for here? Are we looking for just Cleveland to put it away when they go home? Just I mean, is there anything left in the Chicago? Can Chicago really get up for this? I mean, bottom line is, you know, you probably have to take like 3 or 4 Viagra tablets to get up at this point in time, down 3-1?
Yeah, that's gonna be rough, and who knows where the Cubs are at mentally? They might lose the next game in Chicago. I mean, it's not out of the realm of possibility.
Interesting. You know what? We're gonna talk a little bit later about concussions, and I was talking with a doctor in Puerto Rico last week, and I've got his card on my wall, so I want to get his name right. Anyway, he was telling me that a single concussion experienced by a child or a teenager might have lasting effects on their mental health as far as their intellectual and physical functioning throughout their adulthood. Think about that. And multiple head injuries increase the risk of later problems, according to one of the, like I said, my man. That's pretty scary. Is that one concussion?
Yeah, that is scary, especially considering I know I've had at least 3 myself when I was younger. So It's not good to hear that the effects linger like that.
I remember Ernie Chavez hit me so hard, my right ear hit the canvas, folks. I remember my right ear hurting in the 1984 Nationals there in Las Vegas, the Showboat Hotel. My right, so why is there pain on my right ear? Now, why can my, because he hit me on my left ear and hit me so hard, he drilled me into the canvas, okay? I mean, Ernie hit that hard with the right hook. He was a southpaw. But I remember, what is going on here? But the bottom line is I was concussed that night. I acted strange that night, and it was strange for a couple of days. And I remember the feelings of not feeling right and acting irrational and things like that. You know, I look back and I say to myself, wow, that was the symptoms of a concussion. I just didn't know it. But I don't think I suffered one as far as my boxing career was concerned. I know in football a couple of times I got my bell rung a couple of times. But I want to say this, and the doctor's going to appear next week. He was saying, Zach, that you suffer many concussions every time you basically do anything involving contact. Many concussions, little tiny, many, many, many concussions, and they all add up, and at the end, CTE.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, and when you're talking about a football player, especially like somebody like a center, they're getting hit by everybody, and it depends on the position how many concussions they're going to have, but every position is going to have some concussions.
Okay, let's segue to the world of mixed martial arts right now. Of course, UFC having its problems. They've been sold to a new company. Dana White's still sort of in charge, but Jose Aldo's upset. Anderson Silva, who came in and on like a 2 days notice to save their pay-per-view a couple of months ago, he's upset. I mean, what's up now? Dana's not going to deal with these Brazilian fighters anymore. What's going on?
It definitely looks like they're going to have some difficulties with the Brazilian fighters. And I mean, it's kind of, I could see where the Brazilian fighters are coming from, but at the same time, this is an American organization, and I think it's harder for them to promote themselves because a lot of the fan base they don't speak Portuguese, okay. You know? So there's always going to be that language barrier in terms of them being able to cross over and become huge stars.
Speaking of USC, I mentioned in the What is Hip segment that USC fighter Josh Salmon died Wednesday morning in South Florida after being hospitalized late last week. He was 28 years old. A friend found him along with his roommate. He was unresponsive, of course, and he has a history of heroin and things like that. But, man, could he fight much? You remember Josh Salmon at all?
Yeah, he was a good prospect, and it's going to be a loss for MMA for sure. And, you know, it's always tragic when someone loses their life that young, especially over an addiction like that.
Okay, a few weeks ago, the Rams were the hottest ticket in L.A. Are the Lakers now the hottest ticket in L.A.?
Yeah, the Lakers are the hottest ticket in L.A. I mean, they had that win on opening night, and they had a good loss, if you could call it that, in the next game. So the Lakers are certainly the hottest ticket, I would say. And this is a basketball city more than anything, and the Lakers are the number one team in town.
Got a minute for a hard break. Is Luke Walton the talk of the town, too, as far as the newspapers and the radio stations are concerned? Everybody wants to interview him?
Yeah, Luke Walton, I mean, he's just brought a whole different type of energy to the locker room, and you can see, like, the players are just happy to play there, much like they are in Golden State. They're happy to play for Steve Kerr.
When his father played at UCLA, John Wooden was a coach there, and he was smoking weed in the dormitories, right? And he told the security people, leave him alone. Let him smoke all the weed he wants. If he continues to play basketball like that, who cares? Of course, Luke Walton, the son of the great Bill Walton, an NBA Hall of Famer. We have open phone lines around the world, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You are tuned to the Taco Man. Of course, we'll talk about the NHL National Hockey League. Talk about a sport you need Viagra to get up for. Sort of is. I mean, straight up, it's not doing it. Isn't it, Zach? It's just not doing its thing.
Yeah, hockey's just not entertaining. I don't understand how it's gotten all this play, you know?
All this play, but you know what? It doesn't make Craigslist. Remember, it doesn't make any Craigslist play. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Johnny talking to his all-star Sports Overnight America live from these multi-million dollar Sports Byline studios in San Francisco, California, with open phone lines around the world. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You are tuned to Sports Byline live from San Francisco.
I used to love hot days. Anything that's bad for a pitcher, I liked.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does it mean?
How about a 5,000 square foot building for under $39,000? Don't pay more than you should without calling General Steel first.
Call 877-93-STEEL today.
And save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 877-93-STEEL. That's 877-938-7335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 877-93-STEEL.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
Depending on the poll, Hillary Clinton is either leading Donald Trump among women 55 to 35 or 53 to 41. The startling part is that Trump has any number larger than zero. If you are a woman planning to vote for him, this question: how much worse does his record about women need to be? Doesn't it bother you that Donald Trump speculated again this month that all the women who have come forward with sexual allegations against him are doing it for the money, yet none of them seem to be suing him, while he says he will sue them all? Doesn't it bother you that he keeps insisting that, as he phrased it in the last debate, nobody has more respect for women than I do, yet when a pornographic actress claimed he grabbed her, Trump said, "Oh, I'm sure she has never been grabbed before." There he goes, respecting women again. Doesn't that bother you? Even if he didn't do anything, and she and the others are all lying, doesn't that bother you? He body-shamed in public, came out for Hillary Clinton. He accused her of also being a pornographic actress. Disgusting. Check out Sex Tape and Past, Alicia M. Doesn't it bother you that before Alicia Machado and before all those women and long before that Billy Bush tape back in March, his campaign manager shoved a woman reporter. Trump said she had made the story up, and he hinted at prosecuting her. Victory press conference was over. Why is she allowed to grab me and shout questions? Can I press charges? Doesn't it bother you that he allegedly wanted to fire women who worked for him at his golf club in Rancho Palos Verdes, California, for not being, quote, pretty enough? Doesn't it bother you that days after Anna Nicole Smith dropped dead, he went on national radio and said, she had the best hair, but she had the best face and the best body. Now, when she opened her mouth, it was different, let's face it. Doesn't it bother you that when his advocate Newt Gingrich gets into an on-air argument with a woman newscaster, his spokesman accuses her of attacking Trump and makes the thinly veiled threat, quote, watch what happens to her when this election is over? Doesn't it bother you that he dismissed one woman seeking to become the first ever to be the presidential nominee of his party by saying, can you imagine that, the face of our next president? Doesn't it bother you that after he attacked a Gold Star father who lost his son as his son fought for this nation in Iraq, for criticizing him, he then attacked a Gold Star mother for not criticizing him? None of this bothers you. When he claimed American troops stole cash while serving in Iraq, when he said John McCain wasn't a war hero because he got captured, when he said he had never asked God for forgiveness, if none of this bothers you, none of it makes you think twice about voting for this crude, abusive, sexist, disrespectful, non-religious man, then I have just one more question. Does the idea of a man like this as president appeal to you because it somehow makes a similar misogynist in your own life seem more okay?
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
I guarantee you there's no problem.
Hello out there. We're on the air. It's hockey night tonight. Tension grows.
Oh, goodness. I guarantee there is a problem, Mr. Trump. That's a little bit of an admonishment by one of the top sports broadcasters right there, Keith Olbermann, who's become quite a political analyst. But, you know, let's go to the phone lines. We got John in Columbus, Ohio. And John, how are you doing tonight?
Speak up, John.
Oh, you know, I'm doing quite well, guys. Sorry that the butterflies just got to me for a second. I feel like a bit of a celebrity. No one in my family's ever been on any of these broadcasting type things, you know?
This guy's a shill. This guy's, yeah, come on, this is some type of shill. Zach, you know what's happening here, right? This guy's hey, John, dude, what are you calling about, man? Who are you really?
Well, you know, I heard you guys talking about hockey, and I'll tell you, that really grinds my gears, the way you guys disrespect such a fine sport.
We have no respect. Granted, Jack, tell him, we have no respect for hockey. We don't even think it should be, like, a national sport.
Yeah, I mean, hockey, like, I don't know, it's just not that entertaining, I don't think. I'm sorry to say, John, I don't know what you really find in hockey.
I mean, they're fantastically skilled athletes. Nobody in this entire world can skate and hit a puck and things like that. I mean, those are fantastic athletes, but straight up, yeah. Hockey being exciting? I don't know, I need a lot of Viagra to watch hockey, John.
Well, Senior Taco, I know you guys love that soccer, but, you know, us all white guys, we really like the hockey, and it's really entertaining to us. And you don't see a lot of the controversies in hockey, and I think I hate to say it, but I think it's because there's not a lot of blacks that play.
You know what? You sort of remind me of a redneck to an extent here, man, because I thought you were going to come on and be a bit of a liberal now, and now you're popping off and saying that blacks don't play hockey. Of course, there's thousands of blacks playing hockey. Not. Why? Because, you know, skates are expensive, and the bottom line is there ain't too many hockey rinks in the ghettos.
Well, you know, maybe if they just worked a little harder and spent some of that welfare money on some skates, then they could be the hockey stars of the future.
Okay. You know what? I've had enough, John. You have a good day. John, thanks for the call. John from Columbus, Ohio. I did TV back in Columbus, Ohio, back in the day in the 90s, of course, with John Johnson, of course, the former Ohio State Buckeyes backfield coach and the manager of Buster Douglas, the man that melted down Mike Tyson in Tokyo, Japan. But Columbus was so good to me. Zach, man, where's that guy coming from?
I really don't know. He sounded kind of crazy to me.
Drunk. I thought he was some type of shill. I mean, hacky. I know. Anyway, bottom line is, of course, the National Hockey League is off and running, but who cares? Anyway, I'll go through some scores here just for John, okay? Buffalo beat Florida 3-0. Tampa Bay came up short against New Jersey 3-1. The Pittsburgh Penguins, of course, a defending Stanley Cup champions. They were 5-4 winners over the Philadelphia Flyers. Toronto came up short 2-1 to the Montreal Canadiens in the battle of all Canadian hockey. And straight up, the Boston Bruins on CBS television beat Detroit Red Wings 1-0. That is in the NHL day. Now, have we covered enough hockey for like a month?
Well, I don't even think we need to cover it for a couple of years now. I'm kind of good on the hockey.
1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, you are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, live all around America on Sports Byline, around the world on sportsbyline.com. Of course, we are the only live network show going at this point in time in the continental USA. That's right, straight up, we're the only live show. And if you want to join us on the toll-free, like John just did, the hacky guy, whatever that was, I thought he was some type of show. Zach, he wasn't a relative of yours, was he? I mean, that guy wasn't related to you, was he?
I sure hope not.
Oh, my God. I mean, it was a horrible accent. It was like Canadian accent anyway. Bottom line is we're talking sports for the next couple hours. Charles Jay will join us in hour number two. We'll talk about Willie Mays in hour number two as well. And, of course, Alex Rodriguez, a big special on Alex tonight, being one of the greatest athletes of all time. Now, is Alex going to be able to come back and play baseball in 2017, 2018? What's happening? Zachary?
We'll have to see what team wants to take him on, you know, because he comes with the baggage. He has that reputation of people kind of, you know, thinking he's kind of a turd like yourself, Mr.
But it doesn't
Taco.
Matter. But he produces. The bottom line, see, I can deal with a turd. I trained around turds in the gym, okay? You know what I'm saying? As long as they were productive turds, you sort of had to get used to the smell.
Yeah, I mean, and he probably smells better than the average turd, right?
Yeah, I would think without a doubt. Of course, I think one of the greatest hitters of all time. We talked about that great swing, of course, being shunned by the New York Yankees towards the end of the 2016 season. As he was about to break that, was about to go over 700 home runs, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was real close to 700. He's just a great athlete, and that's something that is going to be missed in baseball because there aren't a lot of these like all time guys playing right now.
Well, speaking of all time guys, I think pound for pound, you know, number 24, Willie Mays, he was the greatest baseball player of all time. Although he didn't give me an autograph one time when I asked one, and then I thought about it. You know, he was sitting on the bullpen bench out at Candlestick Park that was torn down here about a year and a half ago, 2 years ago. The Giants play now at AT&T Park in downtown San Francisco on the waterfront. This used to be out in the hood in the Bayview. But what did I say? Candlestick Park, the great memories. Of course, the Giants losing the playoffs back then in 1971. Of course, coming back and trying to win World Series and doing exceptionally well. But, of course, moving to the new ballpark. And now, you know, failing and not winning a World Series. They went like a World Series and then a year and not winning a World Series, and a year and not winning a World Series. Sort of an ironic twist for a team that really wasn't all that great of a team, but they won 3 World Series in 5 years, and now the Cleveland Indians are on the verge of winning the 2016 World Series. And I really think that's almost a cinch domino, because I really think it's tough for a baseball team to come back and win 3 straight games.
Oh, definitely. That's going to be tough. And especially when you're talking about a team that hasn't exactly had history on its side the past 108 years.
Do you think that they just sort of like, they were so happy to get there, sort of just happy to get to the dance? It wasn't really who you came to the dance with. You know what I'm saying? You're just happy to get there. You're happy to be part of it. And I think that after not winning for 108 years, and I think you haven't been in the World Series in quite a long time, or 48 or something. Anyway, the bottom line is, you know, the Chicago Cubs, there's history on their side, but not this year, not in 2016. And let's say they probably come up with one of the greatest baseball comebacks of not only modern history, but of all time. It would have to be the greatest comeback of all time because of the fact the way that Cleveland Indians have handled them. They've dominated them.
Oh, definitely. I mean, especially tonight, you know, they scored over 7 runs. Like, that's not a normal World Series game. Usually World Series games are closer than that. Okay.
We're going to talk college football after the break. That's right. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Open phone lines around the world, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. I just got an email here on my private email address. I'm sort of chuckling about this, is that they're saying that, you know, hockey is a great sport and then I'm dogging hockey. Yes, we're dogging hockey. We're not hockey fans here, okay? Dominic used to like hockey. Cadwalder liked hockey. He had those hockey insiders, okay? But I'm not a big hockey guy. But just for you, for the hockey fans, I will get a hockey writer to come on the show in the next couple of weeks. How about that, Zach? We'll throw him a bone.
Yeah, maybe John won't call us back if we get that guy on.
Okay. In the Battle of Michigan, they talk about NCAA football. Made a hot weekend in the world of NCAA football. No doubt about that. Of course, Alabama just keeps on rocking and rolling. Number one, Alabama. Number two, Michigan won 32-23 over Michigan State. In the Battle of Michigan, Jim Harbaugh, he's just the godfather of college football now.
Jim Harbaugh, you know, that is a name that hurts when 49er fans hear it, because he did such a tremendous job. He turned around the 49ers in a year and had them competing for championships. And, you know, now the 49ers are 1-6, and his team is in the mix. They're number two right now.
And, you know, Jim Tomsula, of course, the former coach, he got the brunt of the blame But the bottom line was the team was broken up at that point in time. The team that he took on, wasn't it?
Yeah, they were. They lost like something like 17 out of the 25 starters from the Super Bowl. So that's not a good look. I mean, that you're going to struggle a bit when something like that happens.
You know, San Francisco is alive and well. Of course, the World Championship the 49ers have attained. The Giants have done some World Championships, obviously, with the three World Series in 5 years. But the Golden State Warriors, having choked that title away, if the Cubs lose after if the Cleveland loses after going up 3-1, which will be a bigger choke, the Golden State Warriors with the Cleveland Cavaliers or the Cubs and the Cleveland Indians, or were they about the same?
I think if Cleveland choked this away, I still don't think that would be as bad as the Warriors choking away that series, because the Warriors won the most games of all time in the regular season. And they didn't come back with a title, so that's.
But Zach, they didn't. But they didn't play King LeBron James every night.
Yeah, I mean you're right, but at the same time, that's kind of an inexcusable failing on the part of the Warriors, I would say.
Okay, give the Warriors a bone. The bottom line is Kevin Durant's on the team, and it looks like they're going to go to another NBA Finals. Of course, them and Cleveland hooking it up, 2017 NBA title would be a great series. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I am the Taco Man. But hey, you knew that, right? This is Johnny talking to his all-star, Zach Attack Young. Charles J. joins us in hour number two. We're talking Willie Mays and A-Rod number two. As far as baseball, two of the greatest players of all time. Why do I say Mays? Mays was the greatest player of all time. College football, rock and roll. When we come back after the break right here on Sports Byline.
Durant drives across the lane, long strides, and gets the roll. Durant trying to get the foul, knocks it down. Tie game. Durant gets past Anderson, and Ginobili called for the reach. Ginobili lost it. Raiders with a steal. Durant inside!
Rebound taken by Iguodala. Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala. Up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James!
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. For film lovers, it's that moment in the movie when the song starts playing and the scene takes on a kind of new and more memorable life. As rock music lovers, many of us will most likely have our favorite movie moments when a song took our breath away. How about Pulp Fiction's Twist Contest or the moment Meatloaf roared his motorcycle into Dr. Frankenfurter's lab? Join me, Carrie Cooper, over at focusonrock.com for a deep dive into rock music in movies.
This holiday season, Guitar Center is your best gift ever center, with deals like an 88-key Williams digital piano, just $229, an Epiphone acoustic guitar for $99, or a boom mic stand for just $19. Save up to 25% on gear in every department and make spirits bright for every musician on your list.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year!
Guitar Center's holiday kickoff, going on now, in-store and online.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Top 25 college football scores. Of course, Michigan rolling over Michigan State, 32-23. West Virginia, wow, coming up short against Oklahoma State, 37-20. Louisville looking good, number 5, of course, coming up 32-25 winner over Virginia. Look at some other Penn State, of course, winners last week over Ohio State. An upset winner of Ohio State last week. Rolled over Purdue this week, 62-24. Washington, number 4 ranked Washington, beat Utah, 31-24. Utah coming in at number 17. Some other scores we go to, of course, number 12, Florida, take it back, number 14, Florida, now 6-1, beats Georgia, 34-10. Georgia coming in, sort of even at 4-4. Baylor looking good this year, but coming up a point short of Texas, right, a battle of all Texas. Texas winning over Baylor, 35-34. Northwestern, coming up 4 points short against Ohio State. Ohio State coming back, of course, after a loss to Penn State last week. Now 7-1, ranked number 6, the Penn State, of course, Buckeyes. Nebraska, number 2 ranked back-to-back. Number 7 ranked Nebraska, now 7-1, coming up short against Wisconsin. Wisconsin coming in at number 11. Pretty good upset win for the Wisconsin, no doubt about that, 23-17. Boise State, 2 points short of the Wyoming. Of course, Kansas coming up. Well, Kansas not a good team this year. Oklahoma rolled over them. 56-3. Those are your NCAA college football scores. Zach Attack, we're talking A-Rod and Willie Mays in hour number 2. Charles J. joins us in hour number 2. We've got baseball scores to talk about. Of course, that one score, 7-2. The Cubs are done. Stick a fork in them, right?
Oh, yeah. And, I mean, how are we even going to fit all that into that hour? That's a lot. The listeners better stay tuned and see how we do that.
And if you think the Cubs got a chance, give me a call and tell me why. 1-800-878-PLAY. I will push you to the front of the line. If you think the Cubs got a chance, down 3-1, let me know. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Still to come, hour number 2. Johnny talking to his All-Stars live from the City by the Bay and the multi-million-dollar Sports Byline Studios on the San Francisco waterfront. We are live.